why do you think we're not moving when everything around us is moving?
Because, like I was talking about the earth being in lockstep, or the way water sits and the way tides work, the way things actually work, we don't see any of this motion.
Well, the sun is moving, the stars are moving, the wind is moving.
But we are told we're moving.
What proof do you have that we're not moving? When everything else around us is moving.
Air travel.
No, I mean like the stars, the sun, the ISS, everything is moving except us.
Yeah, this would be home. This would be the center of all that stuff. That's why the North Star is above, you know, directly. I mean, I don't know.
In today's episode, I welcome Dan, who is a leader of the Southern California Flat Earth Group. Today's interview was incredibly hard because nearly everything that Dan said, I disagree with. The scientific principles that he speaks about, I disagree in the way that he presents them and the way that he understands them. But in order to have a free-flowing conversation, I could not stop him every single time I disagreed with him. It would be horrendous for the listener to listen to something like that. So because I let him go on and finish his thoughts does not mean that I agree with him. It just means that I wanted to get all the information out before I tailored a response. So enjoy this episode of The Daily Elevated. Today, we have a very special guest, Dan the Waterman, who is a flat earther. Thank you for being on to talk about flat earth, Dan the Man.
Well, thanks for having me. It's not too often that we aren't brought on for the sake of ridicule. And flat earthers, you know, aren't all the same. There's a lot of religious flat earthers and some more scientific. I happen to be part of a group called the Free Group that's gone on over 35 observations that are well documented over land, water, and ice with lasers, mirrors, and infrared photography. Unfortunately, it makes us a one-trick pony when we say we can see too far, you know, but I have that, you know, is at least one trick.
Thank you for the intro. I did want to start off with the beginnings. This is a two-part question. When did you first hear about flat Earth, and what did you think about Earth before?
My interest in Earth before would have been limited to nature, Mother Nature, things like animal husbandry and animal behavior leading to human behavior, you know. So my only interest in Earth would have been from a nature aspect of anything, you know. The beginning of your question was flat Earth came around 2015 and 16 for a lot of people, primarily around something called Flat Earth Clues that was put together in a sort of easy absorbing way with not a ton of science. And what it did is it created a lot of reasonable doubt.
But I kind of want to get a little deeper, I guess, more philosophical to find out not only who you are, but where this idea really, the underpinnings and the foundation of it. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you was if you believe in a God.
I was not brought up that way. One of the things that you're going to find, I guess this is a good time to tell this story. Flat earthers in general are broken in some way where they got left behind, whether it was a broken family, orphan, single child, a lot of reasons why we ended up learning not from the mold of our brothers and sisters, more from our neighbors and of course television and the other types of influences, but we had to learn and judge more. We weren't in a cookie cutter mold. So I find that that's a secret commonality of flat earthers. We could easily be dubbed as either malcontents or nut jobs.
Because of what you said is a commonality between a lot of flat earthers, like there was some kind of something happened in their life. Do you feel like because things didn't go perfectly, or, you know, the idea of perfect that society or any kind of hierarchy or any kind of formal understanding of the world or any formal science was just inherently wrong because of maybe what happened to them in their life?
Even worse, you'll see me trying to fix the world because I haven't fixed my own childhood, you know? So yeah, that's a little too deep for this conversation.
Yeah.
Because it's a summary, it's a psychological summary, and I can't speak for everyone, but I have noticed this commonality. I also know that people are coming to us to find out why we think different, they don't really give a crap about flat earth. They care about how can we function not thinking the same as everyone else. And for instance, you'll see me bitching that the International Space Station doesn't turn around and show the moon or the Hubble or anything going by. It's like a static camera of nothing, you know? So it's like, people go, why do you care? And I go, well, shouldn't we be able to see Earth? Shouldn't there be a camera on the moon? You know, it's a steady platform. Shouldn't we see Earth? You know, so this is a missing data set for us.
So sorry, so you're saying that there should be a camera on the moon that's facing the Earth?
It's a perfect platform. It's facing the whole time. You know, it's facing us entirely with one face the
And
entire time.
so now, do you believe that the moon revolves around the Earth or?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it's a great
Okay.
timepiece. As I mean,
Well,
yeah,
no,
it's a
just because.
timepiece. Yeah,
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the deal is with the moon, I mean, to
Okay.
put it simply.
Do you believe that China has rovers on the moon actively now? China? No.
Probably not.
Okay. And do you believe that we have landed on the moon?
No way.
No. Okay. So I do want to ask you this because this was a question I wanted to ask you after if you believe in God or not. What or who or why is the Earth and the universe here?
I have to go back to what they teach us in school, right? Big Bang theory, evolutionary theory, gravitational theory. These are theories. They're not facts, you know? So I have to entertain, did everything in this universe come in a big bang from nothing, expanding to infinity, where you know, the space is expanding into more space? I find that too infinite for me to grasp. Suddenly, looking at the flat Earth on an ice plane doesn't seem so ridiculous, right? In other words, if your belief in what we're taught is an infinity, wow, that's a lot to ask. And for everything to have just wandered around and formed is a lot to ask. So, is there a creator? I'm the wrong flat earther to ask about that.
Really kind of like leaving religion out of it. More so, you're saying that you don't know where it came from or why it's here, but you kind of identify with the Big Bang theory. Is that what I'm getting? Or
No,
oh,
definitely not.
you don't. Okay.
No, I'm just
Okay.
saying that's what I'm taught.
Okay.
So when I look at it and I think of it, in order for flat earthers to explain the stars, we really have to assume that we're in like a planetarium or type structure, that we're in a structure.
And the universe not being that structure, you're saying a smaller structure that's more local.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely.
All right. And why do you believe the Earth is flat? Not like give me proof, but why do you think the Earth is a
Well,
flat
I
shape?
don't use the word belief because that's faith-based.
Okay.
So I go based on what I've been able to measure. Also, the properties of water are something big and strong. You know, it does seek level. So we
No,
have
I'm
to.
sorry. Let me kind of rephrase that because it's confusing. Why do you believe the Earth, whoever made it or however it was made, ended up being a flat structure rather than a sphere.
I would say that we are a melted spot in a vast ice plane.
A melted spot in a vast ice plane. So the Earth is a melted spot.
The sun has melted our oceans.
Okay.
So imagine an ice plane and we have a sun over us. So we have a nice little environment that was created by that heat from the sun.
Got it. So before the sun melted the Earth, it was more ice vertically, or?
Just imagine a big ice plane that's
Okay.
larger than we can comprehend. I'm not saying it's infinite in any way, but it's big. And now I have to believe that your aliens, UFOs, and things could be neighbors across the ice where they're expending a lot of, you know, fuel to get here and have to get back. So the brevity of their visits would be based on the same reason why we haven't gone to visit them is imagine something just being, let's say, 3,000 miles across the ice.
Okay, so
Where are you
I'm
going to
trying
get
to get,
fuel for that? You know,
yeah,
where are
I'm
we
trying to
going to
get,
explore our world? How are we going to explore our world?
so if I'm getting this correctly, I'm trying to visualize it. The Earth was more like an iceberg and as flattened because of the sun.
No, it's flat because that's the way ice freezes. That's the way water freezes.
Okay,
So,
so the Earth was just ice floating. The Earth is just ice floating through space.
no, definitely not floating through space. That is the misconception. There
Okay.
is no floating through space.
Got it. So
We
what are we doing, in your
are
opinion?
stationary.
We're
We are
stationary in
stationary.
space. Okay. Is
Not
everything
in
else in space?
space. There is no space.
Oh,
Not
there's no space.
deep space, as depicted, seems so far-fetched when you look at how they do their work with spectral photography and what they extrapolate from what they think they're seeing is vastly exaggerated. And you can ask any one of them, and I can show you videos that I've made. The images that they show us are often artist renderings and part of press campaigns to make their stuff look good. And that's messed up. So the whole flat earth thing isn't about flat earth. It's really about, are we being bullshitted?
Got it. So the images of stars that were shown, you said aren't real.
The ceiling of where we live is where the stars are.
The
And
ceiling of where we live.
you'll,
What does
you'll,
that
you'll,
mean? Can you unpack that a little bit?
well, yeah, because you'll notice that the planets come out sooner than the stars. So they're lit differently.
Come out
And
as in the
at the,
photography in
in the evening, no, in the evening,
so the
you'll see
planets
them
in the evening come out before
before
the
the
stars.
stars.
Okay.
So that to me is a measure of depth and different lighting. So I'm going to separate the planets and assume that they're a local thing
Okay. And the
as
stars are
described.
further out.
Yeah, like it was great to see you do that thing on the sun and how it moves, because they don't teach us that. They don't teach us that. And there all these competitive motions aren't just one even thing, because they go, oh, well, you wouldn't feel the earth spinning. But there's, all these other motions going on. And the idea that water, stationary lakes and things, that everything is at an equal, everything's unaffected by all these motions is kind of ridiculous. That's why I think it's a stationary earth.
Got it. We're stationary, and is it like a geocentric model where everything revolves around us, or is it a more of a heliocentric model where we
More
revolve around
geo,
the
more geo.
okay, this is the stars and the other planets revolve around the Earth. So that would make us pretty special, I would think. I mean, right? And
Yeah, it's made for us. It's our little terrarium. It's our little house,
so
right?
you said something really interesting. It's made for us. So that would kind of point to a creator or a reason why we are the center of the earth, which is really interesting. If the earth was created like that, why?
I was so ruined by television evangelism that I've never been able to look past the church to what the Bible says. And
Well, I mean, sorry, let's maybe not like Christian religion, but just in general. Like, was the earth created for us, or is there a reason why everything revolves around the earth?
of course, I don't have the answers.
No, I mean, I'm
And I'm
not
not
an
going to
answer,
say,
but just a.
no, but I mean, yeah, do I even have a theory on that?
Yeah.
My theories, which are totally different than
Of
facts,
course, of course.
lean that this may not be a physical place. I
Okay.
think the flat earthers would have figured it out already. They would have gone to the south and tried to encircle Antarctica, and we'd find out if they were on doing this type of circle or if they were going the outer edges, and so the fact that we haven't that we're not really allowed to explore Antarctica, and there's an Antarctic treaty that everyone's part of. It's like it's shady, it's weird, and it starts to get me going on treaties and government. And that's like my real message is, wow, look at who's really in control.
Got it.
And
I sorry, and I want to talk about Antarctica because I think it's really important. And it's a big kind of stickler for some people. But you said that the Earth is not physical. That's interesting. Are you saying maybe like we're in a simulation? It's more of a simulation theory, or
it seems just as logical at this point as anything else. That, I mean, let's put it that way. If we don't know where we came from, we don't know our history. Clearly, we've been wiped out by floods before. If you look at the Sphinx and things like that, there's watermarks on it. So it's part of our cycle to be wiped out. We don't know our history. We don't know where we came from. Theoretically, I even think there's something wrong with white people. Either they came from somewhere else or lived underground so long that they came out with this colonialism garbage, and we own things because we planted a flag, and that is bred into lawyers. And even like now, I think the US is just a loophole to do business outside of the King of England, and
Got it.
now it's become a corporation that's running up all this debt. And I wouldn't be surprised if we went if we got broken up like the Soviet Union did, because we've been bankrupted from the inside. And that's really my message. Is like, wow, I don't like following, because look what you're following. If I look at the herd again, And I don't want protection, and that's where that's what makes me crazy, right? Crazy flat earther. What? You're just going to let us walk away? I talk about that, like getting behind the herd and watching it come back next season, and they go, wow, where you been? I go, well, it didn't freeze here. I stayed here. I got along with the rabbits and stuff. And, it was cool. And they go, wow, it's great to see you. So we're going to go. And you go, hey, you shouldn't cross the river. I might say, you shouldn't cross the river here because I know the terrain. Mm-hmm. You should go down a mile because it's shallow. And, or there's a bridge, let's say. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that the normies would come down with me and they look and they go, so you think you're in charge now? Well, it's like, no, but I mean, there's a bridge here. You won't lose 8% of your herd to drowning if you come here. And next thing you know, the authorities come along and they go, we're not sure that bridge is certified properly. And we don't think that'll hold enough, and they start telling you what's wrong with it. And eventually, normal people look back at you and say, look, we're just going to do what we do. And they march off and they're going to lose 8% to drowning. And they want to know if I'm going to follow.
Got it. So I was just thinking about something you said earlier. The sun melted the ice and that's why it's flat. So the landmass that we have, the actual land that we live on, do you, and I'm not going to say belief because I know belief is, but where did the land come from? Was the land already below the ice or did it surface? Is it more buoyant than the water? Or do you believe that there is that underneath all that it's crust or some type of inner core or whatever you may think?
Clearly the land masses were connected at one time, Okay. So they could have all formed at one time, either, if it was ejective from somewhere else coming in or from the center coming up. See, we don't know what's under the ice. We have no idea.
So the ice being under the water. So you believe there's ice under the water and then that's...
The land masses came down in the form of meteorites and meteors or came up from what we might call the center of the earth. Now, on the globe earth, they've only drilled down 8 miles. Mm-hmm. So I'm really only responsible for 8 miles.
Got it. Okay.
Of our ice plane. We don't know.
Okay. So there is, as far as like flat earth prevailing theory, is there any, theory on how deep the earth goes?
No, we're copping out. We're saying, hey, if you guys have only drilled 8 miles on the globe, we're only responsible for 8 miles here. We don't know.
So then when you say flat, you're talking about only the top is flat, but the bottom can be millions of miles. I mean, theoretically, an infinite miles long, more like a cylinder shape?
No shape. Just like the sky has no shape.
Okay.
It's really hard to explain unless you think of it in terms of, let's say, an ice rink and a very large ice rink.
Got it.
So large that we couldn't see the edges.
Got it. Okay. So the top is flat, but as far as the depth, there's no prevailing theory on how.
None that I know of.
Okay. So
in other words, our problem is still, can we explore Antarctica? Is there an ice wall holding the oceans in?
And what's below all this? Is it ice at the bottom or?
Well, you keep asking, but I don't know how to answer that. We don't know what's below your earth here, like where you are now.
The reason I ask is because, whenever I see the flat earth depicted, it's like a square with a little bit of depth, right? So if you put it into a 3D space, you have the depth, or rather the width, I guess you can say, the height and the width. And the height is always very slim. So it looks like, I don't know, like...
Wait, where'd you get a square in the depiction of flat earth? Where'd you get a square?
So if you're looking at it from straight on, not top down. Or a disc, let's say you get the disc and you flip it. Yeah. So if you turn it towards you, bottom up. Yeah, exactly like that. So if I'm looking below that, mm-hmm. Typically I see, like a little disc, whenever I see it depicted, but you're saying as far as how deep it goes down, there's no prevailing theory on that yet.
No, because we're still worried about, is there a dome? We're wondering how air pressure is held in. If there is a vacuum of space, how is our air pressure held inside our atmosphere? because that's how like Mars lost its atmosphere, because our magnetic forces, I think, hold our magnetosphere, I think it's called, holds in the gases or something. And it's like we're going, well, wait a minute, gas pressure, like for us to have gas pressure, it has to be in a container. So are we contained? Is that where our 14.1 pounds square inch of pressure comes from? Is it, you have to remember, we don't think that gravity, as described, makes any sense. If you, as they taught us in school, I don't know if you remember, they're up to two gravities now. One is Newton, mass attracts mass, and then Einstein supposedly improved on that, but people don't recognize it so much as the bending of space-time.
And now,
To
so
me,
that's good.
that's a riot, just, you know, a riot.
Got it.
Like.
So I did want to ask you about this because this is really interesting. So do you believe that what Newton made was just a complete fabrication to make us believe in something that doesn't exist, or do you think that he actually thought he proved something?
When people, you know, the mic drop, the Neil deGrasse Tyson mic drop, you know, the traditional mic drop, or have you ever seen the experiment of gravity where they take something and they go, oh, gravity. And what really happened there? Oh, look, I have a globe to use. Perfect. What really happened there was the, I forgot the terminology right this second. I got distracted by seeing a globe. The energy to bring it up was the massive force. The fact that it couldn't be supported by air and that it looked to find something more solid than air to sit on didn't really take a force. I believe that its weight and mass allowed it to move through some less heavy air. So the initial energy of lifting it is what the tree did to Isaac Newton. See, Isaac Newton, he goes, wow, the tree's there, so nothing pushed it, something must have pulled it. But the tree growing is the potential energy, that's the word, is when it's lifted or when the tree grew, the potential energy was already in the apple. So when it fell, it couldn't be supported by the air because the air didn't have enough density. So we believe that relative density and buoyancy dictates what they call gravity.
Got it. So you don't believe in gravity in the formal sense, but you believe that there is a force there.
Not really. Just wait. You know, just wait.
Just
And
wait.
weight and mass on Earth depend upon gravity.
Weight and mass on Earth depend
They're
on
the same
gravity.
because of our gravity.
So
So it's a confusing thing. I still think that we have mass that would make you fall without the weight defined as gravity.
do you believe that Newton was part of a kind of a greater, I don't know, I guess you can call it a cabal or a kind of formal conspiracy to just lie to us? Like,
When you
was he one of their agents?
bring it all the way to today,
Yeah.
and I think you're going to find that everyone gets approached, and
Okay.
they're either success, you know, continually to be successful, or they fall backwards, you know.
Got
But
it.
I believe that everyone, you know, the Epstein Island thing and all that is how things are really played out.
Okay. So do you think that they were wrong or they were just lying to us when he came out with these calculations of gravity?
History's so messed up, I don't know what we attributed to him. You know, like there's
Okay.
all these like weird quotes you see, and they got Einstein's face and then a quote. You know, like Einstein didn't say that. You know,
Got
so
it.
it's really
So as far
hard
as
to
the book that
say.
you wrote, calculating gravity and all that, do you think that was just a lie to us or do you think he was just wrong?
It stuck for like 150 years. So it was the best of our knowledge at that time. It's
Got
not
it.
really about was he wrong. He hadn't been challenged until Einstein came along.
Okay, so Einstein proved, in your estimation, another incorrect version of gravity.
He depicted our realm as being a fabric, it's an interesting word, of space time, and he hyphenated space and time. Now, space is nothing by definition, so it's pretty hard to want to bend. I mean, space is nothing. Time is a man-made construct. He hyphenated them, and now he says we can bend it. Bending nothing isn't possible. Like a shadow doesn't have properties that you
So,
could go bend, you
okay,
know?
that's interesting. So you say that there space is nothing, like it's, there's absolutely nothing in space. That's interesting. So the way I think here is, if someone told me that Newton and Einstein were incorrect, my question would be, if they were lying to us, why would Einstein then come and try to one up Newton if the job was already done and you know, in line to us, you
Well, they're
know?
both theories. They see they're neither one claims to be a fact. And flat earthers' beef with science is they think a scientific theory is a fact. But
So, if they're both part of this, let's just call it cabal, just because I don't know what other word
well,
to say.
admittedly, in those cases, though, they're theories. They're not saying either one said it were true.
Got it.
Neither Newton or Einstein said it were true.
And
They're
so,
both theories.
got it. So, do flat earthers believe that the experiments that were conducted with seeing the actual gravitational lensing that Einstein did, do you believe that that was incorrect? That just the way it was done was incorrect, or what was incorrect about Einstein's calculations and experiments?
I don't know them well enough to tell you what was wrong with them. Like
Okay.
I'm arguing today, you know, is a laser light straight? So we're still arguing the bending of light. And the assumptions made by the observation is generally what could be wrong. You and I might see the same observation and then make different extrapolations as to why we're theorizing it happened.
Well,
So
so I guess the question is, why is gravity wrong? Because essentially that's the claim by flat earthers, is that it's wrong. But why?
we don't think things are, well, okay, this is easy. Nothing has ever gone, I'm looking for something. Nothing has ever gone orbit, in orbit around something. Nothing has ever been attracted to an object of mass. Mass, so we know mass doesn't attract mass. We
How do
know
we know
about
that?
magnetism. Well, they didn't for a long time. They just said, well, they're so big, it's attracting everything. So that was Newton.
But
He's,
how do we know that mass doesn't attract mass?
There's no experiment showing that.
How so? Are you saying that all the experiments that were done were incorrect regarding mass attracting mass, and all those calculations were also incorrect?
Yeah, there's really only one that's called the Cavendish experiment. That's basically two bowling balls.
So,
The assumption was that it was correct for many years. Einstein came around and completely threw the world a curveball with his description of what he feels gravity is.
here's where
Again,
I have
it's
an issue. So let me just say, okay, if someone tells me that there was only one experiment to prove that mass attracts mass, to me that's illogical, because I know that over hundreds of years there have been so many different experiments. So either they all have to be wrong, or the statement that there was only one experiment of that mass attracting mass, either that statement is incorrect, or either all the experiments have to have been wrong.
they've yet to be able to prove what's moving, us or the sun, because of relativity and the reference frame. You know, like we can only see from our reference frame, so we can't compare the sun and us.
There's like two statements that can't be true. So which one
But
is it?
they're both theories. They're not factual in any way.
Got it. But the actual statement.
Neither one, neither one.
Got
So
it.
this is the other theory. This is density and buoyancy. This is also seemingly theoretical, unless you look at these things and you go, oh, yeah, well, that kind of makes sense. Everything, the heavier stuff goes to the bottom and the lighter stuff goes to the top. So that would explain a lot of behaviors, because that's what we're seeing is a lot of behaviors, but what we're claiming is that they're in relation to each other. So
So
for
are you talking
instance,
buoyancy or density? Which one?
relative density, more
Okay,
it's
well,
the
because buoyant.
relationship between one medium and the other.
Okay, well, because buoyancy is the tendency for something to float in water, and density is how tightly packed the atoms are. So that's why I just want to delineate between Which one? Do you believe in buoyancy and density, or is it all one and the same?
By definition, well, remember it's relative density
Relative
that
to
is
what would you say?
causing the motions that we're talking about, the relationship between, let's say, air and water or oil and water, or and something may move freely through one and not another.
So why would something more move freely through one rather than the other? What would be the reason why one would be
Well, I'm
buoyant
going to get
and
myself in trouble because buoyancy, by definition, requires gravity. So I don't want to get myself into a
got it. Yeah,
situation where I'm
that's
using the
a
word buoyancy.
okay. So would you say density better, rather?
It's again, relative density talks in terms of the moving through, where the heavier object, in this case, a cherry tomato,
But
only made
when
it halfway through because the other items here were denser.
see,
So.
here's the problem I'm having right now is, and I understand what you're saying, but the issue I'm having is that you're making claims about things using scientific terms, but you're saying science is wrong. Do you
Okay,
see? It's kind
so
of a
this is
paradox. So
all
like
right. So call
buoyancy and
this,
density are scientific terms.
but call this theory number three. The other theory that flat earthers run around with is electricity, knowing that the earth is grounded and that there's a lot of electricity in the air. So they're saying that there's basically a static current that would cause downward acceleration.
So it's electricity pushing things down.
And I would say that they're just like the ultraviolet and infrared spectrum. There may be magnetic spectrums that we don't see or understand yet.
There
So,
may be magnetic spectrums that we don't understand yet, or
yeah, in other words, I don't think we understand electricity enough. So just like light can have invisible areas on both sides that we don't see, I don't think we've discovered everything about electricity and magnetism. So that easily could be another theory. And the sky is electrically charged, and the earth is a ground. So I could sit on that theory too, and then there's the Flat Earth Society, whoever the fuck they are, claims that the earth goes up, that everything is traveling upward, and that's why we feel gravity.
got
So
it. So
there's certainly more than one theory on gravity.
okay. That's interesting because earlier you said that the Earth is stationary. So there's like a bifurcation of people who believe the Earth is traveling upwards, and another part that believe Earth is
There's some
stationary.
kind of thing called the Flat Earth Society, but it's not habitated by flat earthers.
Got it.
It's
So
like
you don't believe that we're moving up.
one of them government kind of plant kind of things. Like they don't do anything, they don't meet, they don't get together, but they do have a website.
Got it.
And it's
So,
like a disinformation. It's a disinformation website.
okay.
So people that come along run into a shit that isn't true,
Got it. So, whereas other flat earthers believe that the earth is moving upwards, you're saying it's stationary.
I don't know any flat earthers that believe it's moving upwards. The
Oh,
Flat Earth
interesting.
Society says that.
And that's not like a, I guess, an organization that's relied upon by other flat earthers, really.
No, hell no. Nobody even
Interesting.
knows who they are or where they are or how to, nothing about them is legit. Nothing. It's like
Okay, and
a disinformation campaign.
because here's the thing is they are the most I guess cited organization or whatever you want to call it. They're in my mind they are the overarching organization of flat earthers, but you're saying among
Not in
flat
the
earthers
least. Yeah.
that's not.
Nobody, you know, I mean, none, no, not,
Got it.
nobody even knows who they are or where to meet with them or talk to them or
Interesting. So
nothing of the sort.
all their statements and theories, you don't believe any of that.
They get you halfway there. They pull like a, an Alex Jones or whatever. They get you halfway there and then drop off with theory, more junk. I don't know. I've never read their junk. I don't know what,
Interesting.
once
So,
I found out that they weren't legit,
how did you find that out?
the stuff that they wrote, like if you go, like for instance, they don't meet with, they don't communicate, they don't meet with us, they don't talk to us. There's no one that comes from that side and argues a point for them. There's no one we know that is part of the Flat Earth Society that's active. Well, we know people that accidentally joined. But they don't do anything actively. They don't have meetups. They don't have conventions. They don't have products or
So
anything.
it's this group of people who no one really knows who they are that just started a website and put out information, but it's not recognized in the
No, it
flat
used
earth.
to be a group. It used to be a group. Like the guy
Okay.
lived in Palmdale. The guy, like his name was like Johnson or something. Like it
A
used to
and
be.
he passed away or
Yeah.
Okay, so then whoever got the login to the website that he started is the people who run it now.
It's a disinformation campaign. There's no one there that you could talk to. Like,
Got it.
I
But
dare,
it
it'd
was
be
the
great if you
website.
could get some, if you could get somebody to come talk to you, that'd be cool.
Well, this is really interesting because I've never heard of this. So now wheels are turning because now I'm thinking the gentleman from Palmdale was the website his beforehand?
Charles Johnson, I think his name is, if you look it up.
Because maybe that sounds like some kind of interesting theft where they got his login information to the website and then started putting whatever they wanted up there and just chose not to talk to anyone else, which is
He was from an era before the web.
okay. So someone's just impersonating him then, some group of people. Or
There is no group. I mean, we never heard anyone say, this is us, we're doing
yeah.
this. I mean, there is no group of people,
Okay, got it. Let me ask you this because this is really interesting. So if you don't believe in gravity in the formal sense, or rather in any sense, do you believe that the other planets are spheres and that we are
No,
the outlier?
it doesn't seem like it.
Okay. Why is that?
The likelihood of NASA being authentic
Well, NASA's only
is.
been around since like the 50s or so, but I mean, there's many many space organizations around the world. There's many scientific, higher education and telescopes and commercial telescopes, et cetera. But disregarding NASA right now, why do you think that the other planets or celestial bodies are not spheres?
It's not so much that they're not spheres, they're just not at the distances and far away. They're not far away. Like, the universe isn't that big, the solar system isn't that big.
So you're saying that
So,
because they're closer, they appear to be spherical shaped.
no, I think that telescopes are generally something you look at with one eye, and you'd have a hard time determining depth with one eye. I don't know where you're getting the depth perception from
Oh no,
in
I didn't think about
reality.
depth perception. Okay, let's so
It's just
telescope.
lights in the sky. Like, I talk to an astronomer, he comes on Discord and talks to us, and we talk about this a lot. What are you seeing? What are you extrapolating from what you're seeing? And that's his question to us
So you're
is,
saying
hey,
that because,
what am I seeing? He says to us,
got it. So we're not to trust what we see with our eyes, is what you're saying essentially.
No, just our opinions about it. It'd be like the Bible again, like all these people have different things to say with the same chapter and verse.
Okay,
And then.
so let me put it this way. You're saying that because we see with one eye through a telescope that, what is it like? We're seeing it incorrectly, or we don't have a depth. So the circle that we're seeing, it's not a sphere.
I just don't find that to be evidence of such. And I've got a problem with the way NASA has been presenting everything.
Well, I mean, but again, NASA's only been around since the 50s or so. But I mean, looking at
Okay,
the
so,
stars has been around for thousands of years,
I
as far
mean,
back as we can know.
without bullshitting you, I mean, I can tell you what I believe. I
Sure, no,
believe that,
absolutely,
I
without
mean,
any.
this is my theory. The zodiac, which goes back further than anyone knows, is represents the wobble of the Earth, and it points to a different star constellation every 2,000 years. So the zodiac is a 26,000 year cycle, and nobody really knows where it came from. And I'm thinking that halfway through that, we have a pole shift or a wipeout or a flood, like as last depicted in the Bible. And I looked up 13,000 years ago on Google, and sure enough, there was a major, major, major flood called Younger Dryas. And I believe that that's why we don't know our history, and that we get wiped out probably due to like a pole shift.
So when you say wiped out, you mean all of humanity was wiped out, every single person, or were there some that survived?
I believe black people survived on the surface,
Okay.
and white people either didn't exist yet or survived underground.
And the zodiac information was kept, like the knowledge was kept by the black people and then spread when the white people came around, or
I don't know, because there was no, written languages way back, and if everything
okay.
got wiped out, they'd have to start over.
Number one is, where did it start? Where are the origins? And what's the first knowledge that we have of it? Is it written, or is it, how was it passed down? And I mean, maybe since you know more about it, you can, tell me how you
Well, I can
think of
tell you
this
what
past era?
we're getting to the point, and you're going to like this. We're getting to the point where we're saying, wait, there may be more to astrology than astronomy. And when I say astrology, for instance, I'm a Virgo, I act like a Virgo. That's kind of funky, So there's probably a frequency that I resonate at based on the positioning of Virgo, And so eventually we're going to get back to frequency and things have this operational frequency. And
Now,
so
here's
we either see it or don't based on that.
Now, when you say, every 2,000 years, the stars, et cetera, if Earth is not moving, you're saying the stars are moving in space? Okay, and how is it that the stars are moving, but the Earth is not?
They would be in the sky and we'd be on the ground,
But what are we attached to, like below Earth? Are we attached to another, like why are we not moving, essentially, is what I'm asking, because
Well,
that's
also, what you're insinuating is, isn't the sky all the way around us? And I'm like, no, there's up and down. See, the globe theory doesn't believe in up and down. They think people can, take a cruise ship from here to here or an airplane from here to here. And if you took a plane and went, trying to find something to turn upward here, if you took this and we flew down here, we would get out, not feel upside down. The plane would, the controls would never have said a thing. Yet we're clearly upside down. But so the globe theory doesn't believe in up and down at all. So this encompassing around us of all the stars, I don't know. I can't, I haven't, I don't
Well,
have the ability to explain it all. I really
yeah.
don't.
Well, because I'm thinking if the Earth is not moving, why is it not moving if everything else is?
That would lead to like the creator, like if it that's all the shit the Bible says, to be simple, to be simple, I made the sky, I made the earth, I made the water, here it is, it's all yours, you
Well, I
look
mean,
like me.
but not even including religion. I mean, because religion is one thing, but as far as what the actual Earth is doing, if it's not moving, my first question would be like, why? If everything else is moving and the Earth is not moving, why?
You would never have that question had you grown up 100, 200 years ago without influence of TV or NASA. In other words, you'd look up, the sky would move, you'd look up, the sun would move. The last thing you'd expect is that it was you moving. It's the
Well,
last thing
is
you'd
there a
ever put
I guess the
together in your
question
head.
is,
Think about it. I mean, why would you even put that together in your head? You'd look up and the stuff moves. You would never
yeah.
think, why am I, why would you even think that? Why aren't I moving?
Well, is there a theory as to why the Earth is, a flat Earth theory on why the Earth is not moving, why it's
Well,
stationary?
that everything's more finite. It's not an infinite space. There was no Big Bang. And that we are on a vast ice plane that's larger than our comprehension. And it's being protected by this Antarctic Treaty and our ability to travel any distance across the ice to the south, which is every direction. North
Okay,
is the center, and south is every direction, basically.
I'm trying to wrap my head around. So the stars are moving. What's making them move?
Something probably called the ether, where the is something that used to be more believed in. And it
Like
could
something like
be,
dark energy or something, or
it's like, yes, I mean, we're just getting around to this, like the heavier flat earthers, a toroidal field that actually goes back to the Cavendish experiment. And when they were trying to determine, does the earth, does mass attract mass? Was there a drift? Was there a movement of the earth? And some of
But
the
see that
numbers.
to me, there's a paradox there, because if mass doesn't attract mass, then what would make the moon orbit the Earth and the sun and all the other planets orbit the Earth? Why are they orbiting us
I
if there's
just don't
no.
think that, I don't think there's any reason to think they are.
So
I mean, I really
the Earth
don't.
is, got it. So that's the prevailing theory, but you don't think that they really are orbiting us.
No, I see the sun going around like a dinner plate, around and around in its circuit. If you watch the sunset tomorrow, you can see the right turn it's making, like a bowling shot. It's not going east and west. It clearly goes around and it disappears in the distance. I don't think it goes up and over a ball to come back. Just think it goes around and comes back like the hour hand on a clock.
And did the planets do the same thing, Or no, sorry, you said the planets are not, you don't think they're orbiting.
I'm not sure what different levels of the sky are. Evidently, at around 7 mi 70 miles, there seems to be the beginning of this toroidal field, and then there's an outer version that we believe the space station is up basically and drifting, this way. I'm sorry.
Around
So
7 miles up the space station.
no, the space station is 250 miles up,
Okay,
but
well
it's going
that's
at
what
it's
so
going
that's what
it's
formal science says. And you guys are okay with that distance as well?
it appears that something's there. We don't think it's falling in free fall, which is what orbit is.
So I
We think
so
it's up into the toroidal field called the ether
got it.
that's
So
moving this, so the sky is moving at that speed.
okay. So if there is no gravity, how is the space station staying up there if it's metal? And you said that buoyancy is not something that you really believe in because of gravity, but how is it staying suspended? And
I got to explain the sun too, right? Like, what the hell's that? How's that staying up? So I would say superconductive magnetism, that there's plenty of cold and there'd be no resistance. If you ever seen that where they freeze the magnet and it stays in the position and angle along the track. So if you put it like this, it stays like this. If you put it like this, it stays like this. And when you push it along the magnetized track, it stays levitated in the position you put it, as long as it stays cold. So superconductive magnetism and what they call superfluids, which is another like weird reaction to cold. Seems like the water's above and water's below. It seems like we may be looking at super cold helium as part of what we would call this ether movement at the
ether would not
ISS.
be the same as space because you said space is empty.
Right.
Ether is different.
And it's connected to our electrical fields.
But
And
ether takes up space, right? Is that
I don't know. Yeah, there's probably some definition there that I don't want to. I don't know. I mean, I
okay.
to say it takes up space. If you look at the pattern that the ISS makes, it's something called the flower of life. And I don't know how to describe it, but it's like a spirograph,
Yeah,
you know.
it goes, yeah, up and down, exactly.
And
So now I'm trying to unpack all this because ether is not space because space is empty. But somehow the ISS floats, or I don't know if float is the right terminology. It's there because of, you say, magnetism.
well, they say it's falling. So you have to understand how preposterous this might be.
Okay.
It's eternally falling, but
Okay.
it doesn't hit the Earth. So it continues to keep falling at the same speed with no power adjustments
But
whatsoever.
got
So
it.
it just happens to be at 17,000 miles an hour and it stays falling
Sure.
eternally.
But in your opinion, it's just there because of the electromagnetism of the Earth.
We're just discovering that, and those numbers came from some other experiments on the ground from the 1920s. I'd have to dig it up to show it to you. But it
Sure.
turns out that the speed that they determined, what they thought was the drift of the Earth, basically, or the same drift of the sky, that speed was 0.08 kilometers per second. And when you multiplied that out to miles per hour, it came to the same speed as the ISS. So, in other words, the ISS have it. For something to match our speed to stay geosynchronous, it has to go a shitload faster than the 1,000 miles an hour we're spinning at. So that 17,000 miles an hour kind of represents keeping up, the sky keeping up with us.
The sky being the ether.
That's a good question. So, like, what our problem is they're claiming, for even to explain basic air travel east and west, they're having to say that the sky, as we know it, immediate air sky, moves in lockstep with the Earth. Otherwise, there'd be 700 miles an hour wind right now.
Do you believe that there is air in, well, no, not
Well,
space.
I'm
You
just
said,
starting down here. I'm starting down here.
okay.
They say that all of the sky is moving with the Earth, like 700 miles an hour where we are right now, 750. This, in other words, if the Earth is moving right now for you and me, where we are, we're not on the equator where it's 1,000 miles an hour. We're about 750 or
Yeah.
something around here.
Yeah.
There would be a wind outside routinely in one direction of 700 miles an hour.
Who said that?
Well, if the Earth was moving, Don't you
why
think?
would the wind move at the same speed of the earth if it's not connected to it, though?
They're saying this, but this is what they say. They
Okay.
so this guy I tried to get you to talk to, Austin Witsit, is much sharper in these subjects
No,
than me.
That's fine. I just, you know, it's just basic questions that I have. Like, if someone's telling me something, I
How the
question
universe
everything.
question, how the universe works questions are
Well,
pretty
no, I mean,
complicated.
I think it's really
I mean,
important.
you imagine what I'm up against.
Sorry, Dan.
About every subject on Earth, every different thing I'm expected to know what's happening.
The reason I ask is because I like to go from the foundation up. So, like, sure, we can talk about is a laser straight, but more importantly to me is flat earthers believe this, but why do they believe it? As far as trying to prove it, that's, to me, that's a separate endeavor, you know, like a epistemological endeavor. But as far as why things are the way they are, that's what I'm more interested in, because all the minutia and all the, like, you know, we did this experiment and stuff like that to prove it. That's great. But like I said, I want to know why the earth is the way it is, and in your definition, why we're not spinning. If space is empty, why is the earth flat? Why are the stars moving? You know, basic things, because then if I understand it on a macro level, then I can really wrap my head around the more specific things like seasons and, you know, are we pointing up or down, all that stuff. So going back, because I know you broke up, and, you know, unfortunately I didn't hear what you said for about 40 seconds, but
well, we were trying to get to the stars, and I was trying to start on the ground. And I was trying to say
got it.
Our local air atmosphere supposedly moves in lockstep with the Earth. That's why
I actually
there
haven't heard that it moves in lockstep with it.
Well, think about it. There would be 700 miles plus an hour wind right now.
If the air was attached to the Earth,
if the Earth was moving, we would be whipping along.
Well,
we
I
would
don't think
feel it.
That's quite correct as far as the formal science saying, because for something to move exactly the speed of something else, it must be attached to it.
Well, this is how they explain air travel. This is how they're telling me that air travel happens. Otherwise, imagine trying to catch New York in my 500 mile an hour airplane when the Earth is moving at 700 plus miles an hour away. How would you ever catch New York?
So there's two things. There's an object that's propelled by jet propulsion, and then there's wind, which the wind is not propelled in any specific direction. Whether or not you believe in the Coriolis effect, I'm not sure. Is that something that flat earthers believe in? No?
No,
Okay.
Definitely not.
Okay.
But that's another story, though.
So
what
the earth,
they're saying
sorry,
is
like,
that
is there wind?
They're saying that when I take off, that I'm maintaining the speed of the Earth when I took off. So I'm basically taking off at 750 miles an hour plus my thrust.
Got it. And now, does wind move on its own, or in your estimation, or is wind free flowing?
It's due to temperature changes, you know. So yeah,
temperature from the sun.
Or retained underneath, as it hits us. Because that's another thing.
Retained underneath.
Well, I mean, that's another thing. They say that there's no heat in space. It's all cold, and it's like, well, what the fuck's with the sun, right?
But space is empty, right? So there would be
nothing.
Well,
they tell me, here's what they say.
Okay.
See, this is why you ask why we're different and why we question stuff. It's because their shit doesn't make sense. They're saying that the sun's radiation gets caught in our atmosphere as heat, but it doesn't transfer heat because there isn't a solid enough conductivity in space. So somehow radiation isn't heat through space, but it gets here and it's converted to heat by getting trapped in our atmosphere. So I mean, like,
yeah,
that's what
I
they
don't quite
teach
agree
us.
with that.
Well, that's what they teach us. Yeah. You know,
well,
so, and
I don't
same
think
thing
you
with
said
the
it
lockstep.
exactly correct,
Same
but
thing with the lockstep. It's the only way air travel could work because, like I said, you'd never catch New York. It's moving faster than your airplane. You know, so
now you're talking about relative speed. Okay.
So the stuff they teach us is pretty far-fetched.
Now,
you know, so when I'm looking at the sky now, it's dragged along either due to drag or due to friction. It's dragged along. But as we go higher, it would either have more drag and lose speed, but it has to gain speed like the ISS to keep up. So, is it losing speed as we go higher, or is it gaining speed as we go higher? And nobody knows.
So one thing about the ISS is okay, I'm confused about this because two things don't really, it's not making sense to me. If the ISS is up there, it's not floating, you're saying, it's stationary because nothing is really moving. There's
It's floating in what you would call a it's a toroidal field, but they call it not a solar wind, but there's some name like it's space
okay.
wind
So, but
basically.
it's up there because it's, how is it up there is my question. Because you said that gravity doesn't exist and it's not fall, it's not free falling.
So any form of okay, we're used to things being at this temperature and this pressure on Earth. Things behave differently in different temperatures and different pressures. For instance, water turns to ice or water turns to steam. And in this case, you're looking at probably superconductive magnetism in what we would call a superfluid.
So there's fluid up there and it's buoyant.
It's actually compressed gas, though, like helium-3. I'm not sure if it's when it becomes a fluid and when it becomes a gas.
So specifically helium-3. That's
It
interesting that you
looks
say that
it
because
looks
we've
like it.
only seen helium-3, the possibility of getting it on the
I
moon and things.
might mean helium-2. Sorry, I'm not sure. I think it's helium-2, not
And why
helium-3.
specifically helium-2 and not helium?
Because helium. Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but I
Okay.
know helium-3 is the stuff that's supposedly on the moon dust, and that helium-2 I think is in a different form. But
Okay.
if you could look it up, it's superfluid, the term superfluid helium,
So
and how it behaves
how?
in the cold. So some of the suspension of things in the sky could be because they're locked in a track that the track isn't physical, it's electromagnetic. So they're on track,
And
basically.
where does the electromagnetism come from?
The on the
Like
globe
what?
model, and the globe model it has to do with the oscillating core of the Earth as we turn, something like
Correct.
that.
Yeah.
Something
In the
like
globe
that.
model. And then where would it come from in the flat Earth model if there's no center of the globe or center of the Earth?
We would still have a center, we just wouldn't have a core. So there could still be a polarity, based on polarity. It looks like the entire
So polarity would be dual poles.
it not on the flat Earth. On the
Okay.
flat
So
Earth,
there's just
there's
one
a
pole.
center. Yeah. And then the entire circumference was south, just like a speaker magnet.
Got it. So then what would cause magnetism in the earth?
Something bouncing around in that field. In other words, I don't know because magnets go to crap when it heats up, when they heat up. So there's no explaining the globe theory because the magma shouldn't have any magnetism at all because magnets don't work when they get hot. So I don't
Well,
know. I don't
see,
know.
yeah, because if the earth is all ice, then where does the heat come from to cause the electromagnetism, or is there metal down there? Is there?
Does it need heat? I don't know that it needs heat. I don't know why something would have momentum forever, but they say that that's possible too. Without resistance, it would keep going. It's like, okay,
Yeah,
if you say so.
and then as far as the sun, why is the sun elevated in the ether? Because it can't be in, and not in space because space is empty, but why
Well,
is the sun above
the
us?
localized ether that we were talking about with the space station is still part of low Earth orbit. It's only
Okay.
250 miles up. So the supposed 93 million miles away, flat earthers don't believe. We
Okay.
think we've triangulated it to be about 3,500 miles up.
Okay. And then what, why is the sun above us and why does it not go below or
It goes
over the,
around. It goes
yeah, but it
around.
doesn't go past the ice wall, right? I mean, below, in a sense where it's below the earth. It's
Well,
with,
there's only an around to go. There is no below to go on our model. And
so yeah,
there's no
so the sun stays above it, and why does it stay above it?
why.
Like, why doesn't it
What
go off?
power?
Is
What
it
pow? What keeps it in it? What we might call it, its orbit, you mean? What keeps
exactly?
it? I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's a decent theories for it that I can't.
Okay.
I don't want to
Yeah.
make it up, but we don't know a lot about electromagnetism. We just don't, and I think
We as in flat earthers or
no, I think that we haven't learned everything about electricity and how it works.
okay,
Like I said,
but
I
it's
think
up
there's
there.
different range. I think there's other ranges of it that we've yet to discover.
Yeah, I would love to have you on again, but I know people
This
look
is
into
almost
a
like the talk two. We should almost start over with talk one,
lot.
because this is beyond your audience's range.
Yeah, so there is everything we know. In your estimation about formal science is incorrect. Would that be accurate in saying that? Okay.
Yeah, that it seems to have run amok in the early
Okay.
1900s, like the same time the dinosaur bones, and
Okay.
it became a show, you know?
Now, why are we being lied to? This is probably one of the most important questions I think that I have.
The religious people will say it's a, they're hiding God, they're hiding creation.
Why would a God want to obfuscate the truth from his people?
No, that's not that, that society is hiding God, that the people in
Society.
charge. Yeah, so the flat earthers will say that that's the big secret,
But why?
that we
Why?
are special, that God created this place for us, that we are special, we're not a random creation, and we're not a nothing in an infinite universe. We're not one of jillions of other species in the universe, that
So you're
we're
saying that this cabal, whatever you want to call it, is keeping the truth from us because they don't want us to think that we're special?
Yes, but
Okay.
and I would agree, but I wouldn't blame God. I would say that human beings have a lot of power.
What does it mean when a student of, let's say I or anyone does any experiment with any formal scientific calculations? It could be, how this is floats in water or whatever it is. If science is wrong, but my calculations prove something that I think will happen and it actually happens, how do you maybe how do you reconcile that things work when you do experiments on them, but the underlying science is incorrect?
We get to nitpick on other things. In other words, we're not critical of ourselves as much as we're critical of other things. Like right now, we can't, in an argument, prove that there's such a thing as level. Even though water levels are used every day in construction, they won't let us call water level. And,
So, for instance, if I did any science experiment and the result was what I expected because I followed a set of scientific principles or math, how do flat earthers reconcile that? That works, but then on a grand level, it's just all wrong.
it's not out of range for us to not know how things work. But what we've found with our team that goes out is that
Sorry,
do about it.
you broke
Am I
up
back?
there. I couldn't hear you when.
Am I back yet?
Yeah, you're back now.
Okay. Yeah. So the scientific method being observable, measurable, and repeatable has been something we've stood on to say, look, we've repeated this. And we don't see your calculations of the bending of light.
You're breaking up again. Sorry.
So they're saying there must be bending something.
Okay, here's the thing, and kind of to just to come kind of sum everything up. I think that the connection's getting worse, so I want to make sure that we end it without having all these breakups and stuff. But to me, here are the main issues, and and I thank you for being so forthright and so open about everything. And I hope that you kind of felt that like my questions were very, they really come from the heart. Like these are actual questions that I have. This isn't like I didn't find these questions online anywhere or
No, but I'm not sure your audience can follow. I mean, I hear you and I'm talking to you, but I'm not sure that they would get enough flat earth out of this, you
Got
know?
it. No. And that's fine. We can definitely have another question and kind of get into the more like, minutia or so. Here's what I've gotten from it is your flat earth is throwing out formal science, but it's using the scientific method to prove that they are right, which is what formal science does. So you're using the same standard, but you're saying the other people who use the same standard are completely wrong. That I can't quite wrap my head
Okay,
around it.
good. That was excellent. The assumption is that we
Sorry.
believe in science.
Sorry, can you say that?
Not
Sorry.
True at all.
Sorry,
What
you
we
were breaking up,
All right,
man.
I'll
Can you
start
say that
over.
again?
Okay. Yeah, the assumption is that we flat earthers don't believe in science, but in fact we're quite scientific. What we are afraid of is scientism, which is the blind faith in the lab coat. And we found that consensus is hard to get through to. If you've heard the story of the candle maker, a light bulb, when the grandfather smashes it, he says, "Are you stupid? We make candles." So it's hard to break through with anything, even something that's accurate and quite miraculous, like a light bulb. If it gets in the way, right now it's going to get in the way. So we use the scientific method because we believe in science. We're tagged as not believing in science, but we don't believe in following scientism, which is blind faith in what was written. We like to test it and we like to see it and we like to manipulate the variable if we can. That's what we've done with light, is we've changed, done it day and night. We've done it with different frequencies of light in different locations, different temperatures, different humidities. We get the same behavior. So where the hell is this bending of light?
So do you believe in like biology, physics, not really in geometry and things like that?
Absolutely,
Okay.
absolutely,
Okay.
absolutely. So we're tagged as being, anti-scientific, and it's far from the case. It's,
Okay.
we're pissed off at what science gets away with,
Got it.
and you'll see me going off on NASA when I
Yeah.
talk about that and
And
artists.
my other issue is that it doesn't seem like there's a cohesive like a model for flat earthers, right? Because to me, if someone tells me something is, then my answer is why. And it doesn't seem like there's a clear consensus as to why things are the way they are. Why the stars move but the earth is doesn't move. Why doesn't the earth move? Why is the sun up there? Why is space empty? Why is the ISS floating? How do humans know how to float the ISS? But like there's so many, I guess, I don't know if I want to call it gaps, but there's so many
It
questions
can't,
that I have.
but the one you mentioned again is amazing. You want to know why the Earth doesn't move? What put that in your head that that where you live should be in motion? I mean,
Well, I
think
guess I can
about
ask
that.
this.
There's
Well, I can ask you the
nothing
same
in
question.
observation. No, there's nothing observational that should make you think we're moving. There's nothing that you see in your life that would ever make you derive a conclusion to even think why aren't I moving is fantastic. It's really an interesting, it's what I call globe culture. In other words, you're so brought up in it,
Well,
you're like,
I would say the same question to you. Why do you think we're not moving when everything around us is moving?
because like I was talking about the earth being in lockstep, or the way water sits and the way tides work, the way things actually work, we don't see any of this motion.
Well, the
We
sun
don't.
is moving, the stars are moving, the wind is moving.
But we are told we're moving.
What proof do you have that we're not moving? When everything else around us is moving.
Air travel.
No,
Air
I mean
travel
like the
says a lot.
stars, the sun, the ISS, everything is moving except us.
Yeah, this would be home. This would be the center of all that stuff. That's why the North Star is above, directly. I mean, I don't know how to describe it except for what the Bible says. That this was,
But you don't believe in the
this is
Bible.
everything.
You're not religious,
Yeah, I
so.
don't think this is everything.
Okay.
I don't, and I think that we're ego, so ridiculous to say, oh, we're made in his image, and
Well,
he's, you know,
that's religion. I don't want to
he's
talk religion
watching
with
and
this.
he's judging. And I think it's, vast amounts of irresponsibility on man's part.
Yeah,
But
that's an entirely separate subject that we can definitely go down. But I mean, as far, it just doesn't make sense to me how everything could be moving except us, but there's no reason why we're not moving. Like, why are we flat? Why are we not moving? There's a lot of whys that I think Flat Earth
well,
needs
if you're the
to
center, if you
reconcile.
were the center, if you were the center of this, or if you were in a fishbowl, let's say we're just a petri dish, so to speak, of one of many civilizations, it's where you are.
Yeah.
It just happens to be where you are.
I would love to get a second session with you, and with you, Dan, so we can go more into the stuff that you were, kind of talking about that my listeners would want to see. Things more aligned with kind
I
of
think this is too heavy for them, you know.
know what? I don't think so, actually, because
Okay.
these are the big questions. Yeah, these are kind of questions, like fundamental questions. So maybe we did it backwards, maybe we didn't. I don't know. But I think it's really important to see where the reasons for us being are first, and then kind of dive deeper into saying why is the earth flat or why is it not, and all those questions. So maybe, if you're willing, we can get another session on. I enjoy talking to you, and
Cool.
I think we have a lot of good stuff that we haven't touched on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would suggest that you should digest and put together new questions and maybe start over. I'll be less nervous. And, maybe, I just have a
Yeah.
feeling we went pretty far. We started with the psychology and then mechanics, which is really not any of
That's
the
the way I
social
think.
issues.
No, I
So
agree. But like I said, I like to start from the bottom and work my way up because, I don't want to be d debating a specific tiny issue if I don't even understand why the issue is an issue whatsoever. So that's,
yeah. And
yeah.
I just worry about when I'm not representing everyone evenly. I
Oh,
don't know
that's fine. No,
how everyone
this is,
thinks. So
like you said, there's no consensus, the flat earth society is, et cetera.
it's
So
been
I
a
did.
problem for me because we get dopier and dopier than me. Like we got a lot of goofballs, so it's hard for us to maintain our emotions
Yeah.
because we're so excited to talk about it
Got it. Got it.
and we look stupid most of the time.
Got it.
And
Good to
for me,
know.
the problem is we end up needing to be in politics. Like, how is anyone going to sign up to anything we're doing if it wasn't for politics? And that's
Yeah.
just somewhere I don't want to go. Managing people, and people are pretty fucking stupid,
Yeah.
So it's
Absolutely.
been
That's that is a very true statement.
flat Earth has been a bit of a dead end, just so you know, because the only hope is to manage people, and now we're getting like a TikTok crowd, which is a short attention span crowd. And next thing you know, it's just going to take one athlete to say he's flat, and everyone's going to say they're flat,
Yeah.
and we're never going to know why or anything.
Yeah. Absolutely. I want to thank you for this conversation. It's been great. Like I said, I hope that we can do it again. I've had a great time talking to you. I've learned a lot, about where you're coming from. And so I want to thank you for doing that. And I will make sure that we get your meetup group information or socials, or what would you like to?
Yeah, it
I'll bring
doesn't
some people
matter.
with me to on the 18th, by the way. Sorry if anyone's listening and it's not past March 18th. I don't know. Sorry, is it an open invitation? If not, I'll cut it out of the
There's a small process of RSVPing
Okay, then I
through the
won't.
guys.
Okay,
It'll
yeah, I won't.
be busy. You can bring people, but it'll be
Okay.
busy. It'll
Got it.
be much busier than we're used to having in someone's home.
Okay,
We're
got it.
expecting probably over 100 people. We usually do
Wow.
50,
Wow.
so.
Okay.
And if the weather doesn't hold up, that's going to push everyone indoors.
Yeah.
And so it'll be too crowded then. So I'm
Yeah.
not sure what's going to happen.
Okay. Awesome. Well, again, I want to
But
thank you for your time.
if you want to come, you should.
Oh, I
Yeah.
will absolutely be there. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be fun.
I'll come for sure.
All right.
Awesome, man. It's been a pleasure, like I said. I hope you feel happy getting getting the word out to people. And we shall definitely do another one of these.
You might want to shoot there, interview people there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
Would
that
love
might
to.
be. I hate having to represent solely. I really hate
Got it.
that because I'm jaded on a lot of things,
Yeah, yeah.
and so I
Okay.
don't want to. I was really nervous about coming on and complaining because I usually complain.
Yeah, I mean, we all do, no matter what you believe.
All right, cool.
All right, awesome. Thank you
All
so
right,
much, Dan.
so we have time before that event, and
Yeah.
yeah, like I said, you're welcome to shoot there too.
Will do. Will do. Thank you
Okay.
so much.
So,
All right.
reach out anytime.
I will.
And if it's important, call me. I don't always see my text, as you said,
Ah, okay.
as you can
Got
tell.
it. Got it.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you
Been a
soon.
pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks a
Bye.
lot.